I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Two young women remember the dear friend they lost on Flight 17 and overdue developments in the investigation. Let's get started. One of many unsettling images, 4 days after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot out of the sky. Pro-Russian rebels carrying the plane's black boxes across a field, raising fears about an already compromised crime scene. But late today, a deal was reached with the pro-Russian rebels to hand over the black boxes to Malaysian authorities. Something that happened this evening. A deal as well on the 282 sets of remains of the passengers of Flight 17. For days, their bodies were kept in refrigerated train cars. They're now scheduled to arrive in another city controlled by the central government in Ukraine. From there, they'll be flown back to Amsterdam, identified and released or repatriated. 16 people remain unaccounted for. A team of international investigators led by the Dutch were finally given unfettered access to the crash site and praised the recovery work done so far.
I think they did a hell of a job in a hell of a place.
A far cry from just a few days ago when armed rebels blocked and intimidated European observers sent to secure the crash site amid accusations of an attempted cover-up. However, the cleanup and investigation remain far from over. Passengers' belongings are scattered through the fields. Charred and twisted pieces of the plane's wreckage still remain. Cranes began lifting the heavy debris, while teams of local miners continued to assist rescue workers, combing the nearly 13-square-mile scene for debris and remains, all under the watchful eye of pro-Russian rebels. Outrage from the international community toward Russia and the Russian-backed rebels continue to grow as images of bodies being mishandled and reports of looting surfaced. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution condemning the downing of Flight 17 today and expressed concern over who was responsible for it.
We are not only outraged at the attack itself, we are horrified and enraged by what has happened since. By the clear intention of some to obstruct an investigation into how the passenger and crew died.
And despite repeated denials of any involvement, the U.S. released new evidence it says proves the rebels and Russia's guilt. U.S. intelligence said it had proof Russia provided anti-aircraft training to rebels and observed a large convoy of heavy arms, including the Buk anti-aircraft missile launcher seen here leaving Ukraine last week, crossing from Russia into Ukraine a few weeks ago. With that, a stern message from President Obama.
Given its direct influence over the separatists, Russia, and President Putin in particular, has direct responsibility to compel them to cooperate with the investigation. That is the least that they can do.
Meanwhile, less than 40 miles away, a reminder that eastern Ukraine is still an active war zone. The Ukrainian government battled pro-Russian separatists around the regional capital of Donetsk, re-emphasizing just how dangerous this recovery mission will be.